one of the things that was very noticeable was it was absolutely geared to blind people like me. You know, the announcements, there were a lot of elements to it that at that stage weren't happening in other cities. They weren't happening in London, and they weren't happening in quite a lot of other cities. It was a very accessible city quite early, and that was really noticeable. I mean, the fact that you could wheel your a wheelchair, if you had one, onto a subway train, that was, I'd never seen that before. That was pretty much unheard of at the time. Of course, obviously, after, later on, it becomes something that other cities do. But Washington was well ahead of the game when it came to that.
And more recently, during your visit this summer?
I did notice that the subway had got a bit dirtier. It was pretty much brand new, I think, when I was there, and it was all shining as a pin. And so that was very, very noticeable.
How does a blind guy notice the subway is dirty?
It just, I think it's kind of, you can tell underfoot because you're treading on sort of boxes and things. And the seats, I mean, you can tell when the seats were brand new. They're now kind of a bit tacky. It seemed to me that the trains are a bit noisier, which suggests that they've been maybe in service for a fair time. And actually, the announcements had got a bit wearier. I think people had probably, there was a kind of enthusiasm about it back in 86 that I didn't notice so much in 2016.